It's time to eat.
What are you hungry for?
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Ross Tucker and Joe Dolan.
Feed me now! I'm starving!
On the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby! It is the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast presented by DraftKings. By far the best place to play daily fantasy football. It's the show that's so nice. We do it twice. We got two episodes a week during the NFL regular season. We will cut that down to one starting in the postseason. And we go over every game, the fantasy relevant skill guys in every single game. And when I say we, I really mean he, at FG underscore Dolan, Joe Dolan from fantasypoints.com, where you can and should use the code 21feast, because Joe and his crew are absolute studs when it comes to fantasy football information. I'm just at Ross Tucker NFL, former NFL offensive lineman that enjoys every genre of football, college, NFL, high school, fantasy, betting, all of it. I like all of it. And I learn my fantasy information for my teams and leagues from Joe. You can always check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Joe, let's start with the Sunday late games, Sunday nighter, Monday nighter. Let's start with the Bengals at the Broncos. Intriguing matchup.
Yeah, the Bengals, I mean, had a really rough game, end of that game, because Zach Taylor came out and said, you know, we should have put the ball in Joe Burrow's hands at the end with the chance to win. But I think we mentioned on last week's podcast that Ja'Marr Chase's usage had actually been virtually the exact same in his mini slump as it was in his hot start to the season. Turns out they were just not connecting on deep throws, whether that be bad throws by Burrow, drops by Chase. Well, what happens in week 14? That usage remains the same, and Ja'Marr Chase scores two touchdowns and had a third overturned by review. He now has over 1,000 yards on the season. His 79.8 yards per game is fifth most among all-time rookie receivers, behind Odell Beckham, Justin Jefferson, Anquan Boldin, and Randy Moss. Chase and T. Higgins are both every week starters. Joe Mixon has been very game script dependent, though. He's averaging 103.6 rushing yards and 20.6 fantasy points per game in wins, and just 51.8 yards and 15.3 fantasy points per game in losses. He's also been very touchdown dependent in losses. And here is the problem for Joe Mixon. He has been outsnapped on passing downs by Samaje Perine, 23-16 last week. That is not good. Samaje Perine is one of those guys we'd like to see go away from a fantasy perspective, because he is eating into Joe Mixon's work. Question is, what do you think the game flow is here with the Bengals and the Broncos? Because that determines how you feel about Joe Mixon. You probably still have to start him, given the state of the running back position. But that is a very interesting kind of split there for him, with the Broncos as 1.5-point favorites in this game.
What about the Broncos, Joe?
Ugh. Again, I'll say it again. I've said it for weeks. The fact that the Broncos extended Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton at $60 million, Tim Patrick at nearly $40 million, when those guys combined for 3-for-30 receiving last week, in a win, by the way, combined for 3-for-30 receiving and haven't done anything of note for fantasy in like months, tells you all you need to know about what the Broncos feel the problem is with this team. It's Teddy Bridgewater. And now you can't even start Noah Fant with confidence, because he and Albert Okwuegbunam, they split snaps. They love that Albert O, man, and that kid makes a lot of plays. The problem was for fantasy. Now, look, both guys had two touchdowns. Javonte Williams has, like, one of the games of the year for a running back, and then they come out and split the snaps. Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon actually out-snapped Javonte Williams by one snap. Look, you have to start Javonte Williams. You have to start Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon literally came out last week and was like, hey, I know the fans don't want me back. Essentially, he's heard on social media, which kind of sucks, that the fans just want Javonte Williams freed. We all want Javonte Williams freed, but I will say this. Melvin Gordon has played very well this year. This is not a situation where they're clearly putting a very inferior player out there and just splitting snaps. Melvin Gordon's played well. Unfortunately, this split relegates them to an RB2 status, obviously with great upside, as you saw last week.
Atlanta is in San Francisco. Curious to hear what you have to say about this game.
Atlanta is a full-blown rotation team right now. Matt Ryan's gone under 200 passing yards in five of his last seven games. His two best options in the passing game for much of the year, as underwhelming as he's been for fantasy, have been Kyle Pitts and Cordarrelle Patterson. In week 14, Kyle Pitts played a season low 54% of the snaps, fewer snaps than Hayden Hurst, who was returning from IR. Meanwhile, over the last four games, Cordarrelle Patterson has run fewer routes than Mike Davis, 71-54 in favor of Davis. So they've gone full on rotation here. Even Russell Gage, who's like their only wide receiver worth half a damn, hasn't even cracked an 80% snap share since week nine. So this is a rotating offense, rotating personnel. Patterson, you got to play. Pitts is frustrating as all hell. Gage is a wide receiver three. Davis is a flex option now all of a sudden because he's out-snapping Cordarrelle Patterson in passing situations, which, I mean, is mind-blowing to me. But you have to wonder if that's because Cordarrelle Patterson is still dealing with lingering effects of that injury.
As for San Francisco, Joe, George Kittle is clearly a monster. Actually, you know, before you get into the Niners, I want to make sure you and everybody else knows I love keeps. I love keeps. Two out of three men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35. I was one of them. More than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. I am one of them. There are only two FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss. Keeps offers both. I take both of them. I was taking both of them before Keeps even existed because multiple doctors told me to. It's low cost. Treatment started just $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions. Discreet packaging, proven results. Keeps has more five-star reviews than any of its competitors. Prevention is the key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/feast to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/feast to get your first month free. keeps.com/feast. What do you got on the Niners, Joe?
Well, the big question here everybody has is what's up with Deebo Samuel? Now, he scored five rushing touchdowns in his last four games, okay? But his production, I mean, is not sustainable by every metric for sustainability that we've ever had. He's scoring long rushing touchdowns. He hasn't caught more than one pass in a game since week 10. I mean, and this was a guy getting 13 targets early in the season. What is going on? By the way, he ran a route on 40 of the team's 48 pass plays last week. So Jimmy Garoppolo's just not throwing him the football. So I don't know what's going on here. He's still lining up out wide in the slot. I know he's playing some out of the backfield. Graham Barfield at Fantasy Points, his theory is that when Elijah Mitchell is out, Deebo gets more of this running back role. Deebo got a season-high 8 carries in both of the games that Mitchell has missed recently, but saw 4 targets in the first 3 quarters against the Vikings in Week 12 when Mitchell was playing before Deebo got hurt. So this is just awful. You have to start Deebo. His upside is so massive. It is huge, but we need targets. We need them for this to be sustainable into the fantasy playoffs, and he is not getting them. With Kittle playing out of his mind, Brandon Ayuk playing much better, and Jimmy Garoppolo just completely ignoring him for some reason. And I'm not sure. If you want Deebo to get both carries and targets and have some semblance of floor and ceiling, you're praying for Elijah Mitchell to play this week. but he's got the concussion and the knee injury, so that's very much up in the air right now.
Let's get to Joe. Seattle and Los Angeles. Los Angeles looked awesome, but now they got guys on COVID.
Yeah, you've got – and like fantasy players right now are basically just hoping that Cooper Kupp is sleeping in a hazmat suit because Odell Beckham Jr. goes on the COVID list, and who knows if he's going to play this week. Look, you know what to do. If Cooper Kupp plays, Van Jefferson plays, you play those guys. Matthew Stafford obviously takes a hit from a fantasy perspective if Odell Beckham Jr. can't play, but I thought Stafford was stupid good on Monday night, just stupid good. And there's the difference between, yes, does Stafford have bad games? Sure. Does Jared Goff have bad games? Sure. But Jared Goff can't play a game like Matthew Stafford played on Monday night, especially not dropping that 50-yard seed across the field to Cooper Kupp. Jared Goff's not doing that. But just keep an eye on the COVID situation. Remember, Darrell Henderson was on the COVID list. This is what's weird. Tyler Higbee apparently had a false positive despite the Rams having a little bit of a COVID breakout. So he's eligible to play this week. But yeah, just keep an eye on those Rams from a COVID perspective. That's the story of this game.
And then for Seattle, Joe.
Rashad Penny had a huge game. Pete Carroll came out, said he's going to be a big part of the offense, and he was. 32 and 47-yard touchdown runs. He had the second-best mark of any running back of the week with 26.8 fantasy points per game. It's not a really favorable matchup, though. The Seahawks are 7-point underdogs. The Rams have been, by our schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game metric at fantasy points, have been the seventh toughest defense to run. I think Penny's a flex, but I'd be a little skeptical, and obviously we know his injury history. DK Metcalf, by the way, Jalen Ramsey's on the COVID list. We'll see about his availability for week 15. And the Rams are actually giving up more fantasy points to wide receivers than you might think. And in each of Metcalf's last two games against the Rams, he's gone over 26 fantasy points. I wonder if this is a little bit of a bounce back spot for DK Metcalf.
Yeah, I mean, he needs something. Speaking of needing something, overcoming the odds, rewriting the playbook, delivering under pressure, the MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, a network working for everyone. All right, Joe, I want to know who's working. Green Bay, Baltimore. Now, the Ravens just signed Josh Johnson off the Jets practice squad. They're calling Lamar Jackson day to day.
By the way, we just got news. DeAndre Hopkins has a knee injury. This is from Ian Rappaport and is in danger of missing this week's game. So I know we talked about that on the last podcast, Ross, but DeAndre Hopkins in danger of missing this week's game. That's from Ian Rappaport. Lamar Jackson not practicing on Wednesday, day to day. Keep an eye on his status. I will tell you something though, Ross. If you have Lamar Jackson for fantasy and you're dying to pick up this Huntley, man, I think he's played pretty well when he's gotten the opportunity. I know he had the two bad fumbles last week against the Browns, but all I can ask for is he uses his legs. You know, he gets out there and he peppers Mark Andrews with targets. I love that, man. Like, if Lamar Jackson's not going to play, at least get a guy in there who's going to throw the ball to their best receiver, who's Mark Andrews, who, I mean, pound for pound, well, outside of George Kittle, is the number one tight end in fantasy right now, even ahead of Travis Kelce. He gets the ball to Devontae Freeman on checkdowns. Devontae Freeman's been a godsend for both the Ravens and for fantasy teams. Unfortunately, Latavius Murray vultured a touchdown, but Freeman's look good. How about Huntley throwing the ball to Rashad Bateman? Bateman had over 100 yards receiving in that game. So the one thing I will say, now, obviously it'd be better if Lamar Jackson plays, but the one thing I will say is Huntley gives them a chance to compete, and he gives your fantasy options. Like, you're probably still – like, you're obviously starting Mark Andrews. You're going to start Devontae Freeman, and you're going to have decisions to make on Hollywood Brown and Rashad Bateman. That's kind of the same as it would be with Lamar Jackson.
Got it. All right. What about for the Packers?
Aaron Rodgers swears the toe is not going to be an issue. So, look, he's played well of late, so I can't really argue with him. How am I going to argue with him? I think it would look to you certainly like A.J. Dillon. A.J. Dillon was not the lead back because Aaron Jones got two touchdowns. But A.J. Dillon had 15 carries in that game against the Bears, played 54% of the snaps. I think he's going to continue to be the lead back, but it's obvious. Aaron Jones is so explosive that you just need to start him anyway, even though he had only 8 touches in that game. So that's one thing to look at here from that backfield. Here's a couple of things, though. And you want a deeper guy, and I know I've been talking about being 19 targets heading into last week and had 5 against the Bears. The Ravens, this is from our guy Scott Barrett, have given up the most fantasy points per game this year on deep throws. I think Marquez Valdes-Scantling makes a big play in this game.
Ooh, that's a good nugget.
There you go.
I like that. All right, let's get to the Saints and the Bucks. Now, Joe, I do a show for DraftKings every week, and they always ask me for a guy for, like, fantasy, and I always look at, obviously, daily fantasy because it's DraftKings. I think I might go with Taysom Hill. I don't think they're going to be able to run it well against the Bucs, and he's not priced that high. I think he's going to have to scramble and run and throw. Anyway, that's what I'm going with. Terrible or what?
Well, let me tell you something, Ross. Our guy Jake Tribby at fantasypoints.com, who does our DFS early look, had Taysom Hill as his number one value on the day. Now that is
not- I am the greatest fantasy mind alive.
You are Ross. Now here's the thing: he's not on the main slate, so you need to play a slate that has that Sunday night game. But Ross, you are right on about Taysom Hill. Now here's the deal: he has a huge floor. It's a neutral matchup with the Buccaneers, but New Orleans are 11-point underdogs. Hill might be forced to throw more than they like, but if he drops back a bunch more, he's also going to scramble. They have nothing else for fantasy at the receiver position. So, well, Jordan Humphrey got hurt, you know. He's going to run a lot, and he's going to check it down to Kamara, and I think Mark Ingram will probably be back this week, which throws a wrench into things. But it's Taysom Hill, and it's Alvin Kamara right now. Those are the only two guys I feel halfway decent about, but I feel really good about those guys. Mark Ingram's maybe a viable flex if you really need him as well. But a tough matchup for the run game, but I think Taysom Hill might be checking it down to Alvin Kamara quite a bit in this game.
Yes, that's kind of what I was thinking. That and running, because I don't think they'll be able to run that much. What did you think? What else for the Saints? What did you think of Kamara? I don't think he looked like he was all the way back, but good enough.
Well, certainly good enough. They gave him 27 carries. That's a career high. So he comes in and he handles. Now, I don't know if he would have done that if Mark Ingram was active. But Alvin Kamara, I mean, what a huge time for him to return and propel people into the fantasy playoffs with a massive game. I mean, you obviously have to start him. By the way, if you're dying for a tight end, Nick Vannett led the Saints in targets with 6.
Interesting. All right, let's talk Bucks.
Same team every week, man. I mean, Leonard Fournette's amazing. Tom Brady is ageless. How about Brady busting off the long runs in that game against Buffalo? Are you kidding me? Fournette's great for fantasy. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Gronk are just too good on a weekly basis to sit them. And now they're getting plays out of Breshad Perriman. I mean, are you kidding me? This team's just a machine right now, and I don't think anybody's in danger of slowing down this offense. It's just a fantastic football team and great for fantasy. They're easy for me to break down. They're the same team every week.
Very easy for you to break down. Very. What should people do with Antonio Brown?
I mean, the Bucs might cut him. I mean, like Bruce Arians has basically not committed to has not committed to bringing Antonio Brown back. I would think Brady is probably fighting for that. If you have him on your bench now and you haven't had a need to drop him, I'd probably just hold him. But it's possible the Bucs cut him because he pissed off Bruce Arians.
They're not going to cut him.
I think Brady probably.
They're going to keep him for the playoffs in case they get injury to Godwin or Evan. They're not cutting him. They might keep him inactive, but they're keeping him in the back pocket. Trust me. Picks wise, I don't care what anybody says. If they were going to cut him, they already would have.
Yeah.
Picks wise is the number one free app for football picks, odds, and analysis. Find expert picks for every game all season long, loaded with best bets, props, and parlays. You can find in-depth game predictions, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction, all for free. Found your pick? Search our latest DraftKings promotions to sign up for an account and place your bet. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Joe, let's talk Monday Night Football.
All right,
it's the Vikings at the Bears.
Oh, boy. Well, the Vikings continue their trend of playing the most entertaining games in the NFL. It doesn't matter if this team's up 30 to nothing. Their opponent's going to come back and make it an exciting game. If you are disassociate fandom from it, the Vikings are the most entertaining team in football. Now, this is obviously a Monday night game, and unfortunately, the Vikings have an injury guy. They've got Adam Thielen, who is dealing with an ankle sprain, so we don't know if he's going to be available in this game. But now, it's obviously a very long break for them. They're going from Thursday to Monday. I mean, that's a huge time off. So we'll see about Thielen's availability in this game. But K.J. Osborne did a wonderful job filling in for him. If Thielen can't go, K.J. Osborne is a really good wide receiver three. Ross, here I said on the last podcast I took a huge L on James Conner. Let me take one on Dalvin Cook, too, because I was nervous as all get out that he was not going to have a full workload. All he did was run for 205 yards and two touchdowns against
Steelers. I was surprised by that, too, though.
So, by the way, and Madison is on the COVID list and is unvaccinated, so Madison cannot play in this game. So Dalvin Cook's going to go. Ross, I was surprised by it, but I also did not realize that before the game, the Steelers agreed with Mike Zimmer, we're not even going to try to tackle Dalvin Cook. I mean, how about some of those holes that he had to run through in that game? I mean, Ross, you're an offensive lineman. You had to get a little excited about that. I mean, come on.
I was actually more disturbed by the Steelers' run defense, to be honest with you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it was bad. But look, Dalvin Cook, no Alexander Mattison. As long as he's going to – maybe he'll wear that harness again, that magical harness. I think he's got an opportunity to come out here and make some plays for them. In this game, obviously, he is on the wide receiver one radar. Tyler Conklin, by the way, obviously, Adam Thielen's questionable to play. Conklin saw season low targets with Thielen out. He had just two targets. And the Bears are not a great matchup, but I still think there's an opportunity for Tyler Conklin to make some plays in this game. And certainly you know about Justin Jefferson.
Of course, Bears. Jakeem Grant, start him?
Probably not. I mean, he's explosive as all hell, but Justin Fields is starting to run more, which is intriguing to me. 9 for 74 in that game. Now, Ross, I have been the worst guy to take advice on Justin Fields from this year because I've started him twice, and I've gotten a combined negative points out of Justin Fields this year. And in the games I haven't started him, he's going out and he's running for 74 yards. I don't think he played particularly well against Green Bay, but he had the 224 yards passing on the two long plays. He had the two touchdown passes. He had 74 yards rushing. That'll get it done for you, even if he throws two interceptions. So he is a viable option this week for sure against Minnesota. David Montgomery is a bell cow back, so you have to start him. Darnell Mooney was a huge disappointment. Five targets, just one catch. And Allen Robinson, have you ever seen a player more prepared to enter free agency than Allen Robinson? He is mailing it in, and I don't blame him.
I don't blame you, Joe, because you never mail it in. You bring it every week on the Fantasy Feast Eaton podcast, a show that is so nice. We do it twice. Everybody's got their playoffs coming the next 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, they do. I mean, they might start this week. They might start next, but we're here. Let's just hope the NFL doesn't burn down while it happens.
Oh, man. You got that right. Check him out at @FG_Dolan, the fantasy gangster. Make sure you go to fantasypoints.com. Use the code 21FEAST. You will not regret it. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. If you want to get at me or over at rostucker.com, you can email me. Check out the other shows for sure. And if you want to see Joe's background and Joe's whole thing going on. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I'm stuffed. We're done.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and the College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.